The Trump administration is expected to cut the number of troops available to NATO for fighting wars and responding to major crises, known as the NATO force model. The announcement is expected to be made at a meeting of NATO defence policy chiefs in Brussels later today. That's according to Reuters. It comes after the Pentagon abruptly cancelled the deployment of 4,000 soldiers to Poland earlier this week, reportedly blindsiding officials in Warsaw. The Trump administration also ordered the withdrawal of 5,000 troops from Germany earlier this month. So what does it mean for the NATO alliance, and will the US eventually abandon it altogether? Douglas Lute was the US ambassador to NATO from 2013 to 2017 and is a retired US Army Lieutenant General. I spoke with him earlier. General Lute, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
It's good to be with you.
The Trump administration is expected to announce later today that it will shrink its commitment to the NATO force model, the pool of forces available to repel an attack on a member state. What do you think are the implications for the alliance?
Well, there's both a military implication and a political implication. I think on the military side, there's been an announcement from the Trump administration that the U.S. will withdraw some 5,000 troops currently in or headed to Europe. And these 5,000 would include a brigade based in the United States that for some years, in fact, since Putin's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, have gone on a rotational basis to the eastern flank of NATO. So one of those brigades will not rotate as previously programmed. That accounts for some of the 5,000. And the others seem to be part of a long-range missile strike capability, which was scheduled to be deployed to Germany and fill a capability gap. That is a capability that Germany and the alliance simply doesn't have. But this capability will now not be deployed to Europe. So there's an immediate military capability gap that is generated. But I think more significant is the political implication.
In what way?
Well, this is a part of a pattern over the last 15 months or so of the Trump administration. And in this case, it's a very tangible move that the U.S. is backing out of its longstanding leadership role in the alliance and its longstanding position as a reliable partner in the alliance. And I think both of those political pinnings, underpinnings of the NATO, American leadership and commitment to the alliance, have now been tested. And this is bigger than these 5,000 troops. This goes back to the U.S. backing away from direct support to Ukraine, the U.S. Siding repeatedly with the Kremlin view of the war in Ukraine and other matters. This has to do with the threats on Greenland. This has to do with our struggles with our nearest neighbor, Canada, with uncoordinated tariffs on our European allies, and most recently on the sort of denigrating or even disrespectful comments having to do with European support for the war of choice by the Trump administration in the Middle East. So there's a pattern here, and this is just another step in this pattern.
Could NATO survive effectively without the U.S. if the U.S. were to withdraw further?
Well, it would certainly, I think, survive at least on paper. I don't think it's not in the cards. It's not likely that the U.S. will formally withdraw from the alliance. In fact, at this point, the president himself could not legally do that. That requires our Congress getting involved. But the president can do a lot of damage by way of the sorts of things we've already discussed and by way of just further demonstrating that the U.S. is not committed to European security. And look, that's extremely damaging to the overall position of the United States globally. For 80 years, since the end of World War II, the cornerstone of the Western world has been the transatlantic alliance. And the linkages between the United States and Canada and our Western European allies. And that alliance, that even the terminology, the West, seems now to be under assault
How much value is there, even at a more granular level, of having soldiers and officers serving in Europe, having that interoperability between United States and allied forces? How would you describe the value of that?
One of the enduring values of the alliance, whether it's the U.S. Alliance with NATO allies or the relationships we have with our Asia-Pacific allies, like Australia, are that these alliances sponsor repeated exercises that bring our forces together, train them how to cooperate and to act interoperably. We share common standards and some things that are very practical terms, like calibers of ammunition and quality of fuel and repair parts and logistics. And these are the sort of items that glue an alliance together because they give our militaries the practical means by which they can cooperate, not only in peacetime and in exercise, but more important, if the call comes and we sometime have to operate in combat. So it has a very meaningful and practical step. When we withdraw from those exercises, when we withdraw our forces, when we have fewer opportunities to work together. And it has a meaningful impact on our ability to respond if the time comes in the case of a crisis.
General Leuchter, thank you so much for being my guest this morning.
Not at all.